Welcome to VCSO Decision Briefings. Production note, this audio uses a licensed synthetic voice reading an editorially prepared, source-reviewed VCSO.ai script. It does not imitate a real person. In a transaction, the cybersecurity finding is rarely the headline. The business consequence is a flat network, weak privilege access, or an untested recovery process matters because it can change the remediation budget, the integration timeline, the diligence scope, or the confidence behind the deal. The first 5 days should translate available evidence into those decisions without pretending every internal control has been verified. The right output is a bounded initial risk review, not false certainty delivered quickly. Early in a transaction, access is limited. The data room may be incomplete. Management interviews may not be available. Internal tooling, architecture, and control evidence may come later. A responsible review does not hide those limits. It uses the evidence available to identify visible exposure, disclosed incidents and obligations, material red flags, and the questions that need management access. The first step is to define the decision window. Is the deal team preparing an initial bid? Is the investment committee deciding whether to proceed? Is counsel trying to identify an area that needs a representation, further diligence, or specialist review? Is the team planning the scope for post-letter of intent access? That decision determines what the initial review should emphasize. Next, create an evidence register. Separate public and externally observable information from seller-provided documents. Record what is current, what is stale, what conflicts, and what is missing. Examples may include disclosed incidents, regulatory obligations, security attestations, insurance information, public attack surface observations, privacy representations, critical technology dependencies, and the organization's own descriptions of its program. The purpose is not to treat absence of evidence as proof of failure. It is to show the investment committee where confidence is strong, where it is limited, and what must be verified later. Then organize findings around deal implications. A technical observation becomes decision relevant when it affects one or more of these areas: the likelihood or impact of business disruption, exposure of sensitive or regulated data, the credibility of representations made in the process, the cost and sequence of post-close remediation, dependence on a key person, vendor, or unsupported system, insurance, legal, regulatory, or integration discussions owned by the appropriate specialists. Cybersecurity advisors should explain those implications, but they should not draft legal or insurance terms. The output informs counsel, brokers, insurers, and the deal team, so each can do its own work. A useful 5-day briefing has 4 parts. First, the current risk judgment. State the most important visible exposures and why they matter to the transaction. Second, the evidence and confidence statement. Make clear what was reviewed, what could not be verified, and which assumptions materially affect the judgment. Third, the follow-up questions set. Prioritize the management interviews, control evidence, architecture review, data questions, incident documentation, and third-party dependencies that should be examined when access opens. Fourth, the decision and 100-day implications. Identify issues that could change the diligence scope, require specialist input, or become early post-close work. Do not turn preliminary observations into a fictional fixed remediation plan. The sequence should mature as internal evidence becomes available. The work then moves into management access diligence. That phase can go deeper into controls, architecture, data, resilience, compliance, third parties, key person dependencies, and remediation requirements. The findings can then support an investment committee narrative and a sequenced post-close security plan with owners. NIST IR 8286C Revision 1 describes staging cybersecurity risks for enterprise risk management and governance oversight. The same discipline helps in transactions. Group and prioritize risks so leaders can see concentration, dependencies, response options, and the relationship to enterprise decisions. There are 2 mistakes to avoid. The first is overclaiming certainty. An external or document-based review cannot verify controls that are not observable or evidenced. State the limitation. The second is delivering a generic audit. Deal teams need a concise view of what could affect the investment decision, what must be verified next, and what may carry into the post-close plan. The quality test is this. After 5 days, does the deal team know what is visible, what is unknown, why it matters, and what access or decision comes next? That is enough to make the early review useful without pretending it is the final word. The transcript, sources, and related M&A due diligence service are at vcso.ai/podcast. Speed is useful. False certainty is expensive. This is VCSO Decision Briefings. Clear evidence, clear accountability, better cybersecurity decisions.